Welcome back to another episode of an Investor's Journey podcast. I am your host, Jonathan Barbera. And in this episode, I want to talk about how to get free mentoring. So before we get into this last podcast, I kind of covered this. If you are subscribed or were subscribed to our weekly digest, make sure you go in and resubscribe because we had an issue with our email provider and we lost a lot of emails. So a lot of subscribers. So make sure you go in there and subscribe. Now, this episode, I wanted to talk about how to get free mentoring because as real estate gets hotter and as more people want to get into the industry, I'm seeing them paying so much money for mentoring, right? For coaching, for all of these things. And I believe mentoring is very, very important. Don't get me wrong. I don't think that, you know, you can do this. You can do this on your own. It's just how long is it going to take you, right? So, I mean, even athletes, Michael Jordan was a great basketball player, yet he still needed a coach. He still needed trainers. He still needed people showing him where's his weakness, what is he not seeing, what does he need help in, right? So in business, in real estate, it's the same thing. And in any type of business, it's always good to have mentors and coaches, people that have been there, that have done the work, that can help you through this. The issue is the first thing that's the biggest problem. So we're going to cover three steps to getting free mentoring. And the first step is kind of covering what's been going on with education in today's market. And what I've seen is that when I started in real estate about, I want to say 7 years, 8 years ago. Yeah, 8 years ago, 2011. Coaching and all that was very, very different. There weren't as many gurus. And the few gurus that were, they really knew their shit, right? There were people that had just made it out of the financial crisis. They knew all this stuff. They knew everything about generating leads. They were in the trenches. There was a lot more gurus that were in the trenches at the time. And they were teaching a lot of stuff that they were doing at the time. So it was easier to pick good gurus and it was easier to get better training and education. As the economy has gotten better, you have those same gurus that were good 8-10 years ago, they are still selling their mentoring, coaching, and trainings from 10 years ago, right? So it hasn't been updated. Nothing's changed. They're still selling all the same shit. Now, I could understand how you're saying, no, flipping a house is flipping a house, wholesaling is wholesaling. We don't need to update this. But you do, though, because you're charging a ridiculous amount of money for the idea of wholesaling. Hey, here's the basic layout of wholesaling. But you can't teach tactics when the markets have shifted so much, when there's a different buyer network, when now we have so much technology involved in sourcing our leads and even finding our buyers, marketing for buyers and leads and everything. It wasn't like that 10 years ago, right? Like most people weren't finding their buyers on Facebook. So this is the market shifts, the market changes, it's growing, and these gurus are still selling the same nonsense that they did 10, 15, even 20 years ago. And they're just keep pushing the same stuff out. And all they change is what they charge per this training. So now where before, the one training I ever bought was $300 or $250, and it came with like a whole year of the RIA that they were doing, the meetup that they were doing, a whole membership of that. That was the only training I ever bought. That same training, now they're selling it for $5,000. It's the same exact training. I bought it for less than $200, about $200. It depends how you factor in the year membership. And they're selling that for $5,000 now. Same exact training. Nothing's changed on it. I'm like, you know, a lot of the stuff that you talk about then doesn't really apply now, right? But they're still selling it and they're still charging for it. And new people coming in, they're paying that kind of money. And I just think it's completely unnecessary. So they're doing old tactics. It's not personal. A lot of the mentoring that people are supposedly selling, when you call in, because it's not, you know, you're not actually meeting with these mentors, which I think is terrible. I think if you're going to get a mentor, try to get somebody local, because nobody can help you better than somebody that's in the market that you're in, right? Like, I mean, I don't want to hire, obviously this is business specific. So I'm talking about real estate because it's a very local business, right? An investor from Dallas is not going to be able to help me as well as an investor from San Antonio if I live in San Antonio. They're different markets. You know, even sourcing leads and flipping and putting them on the market, they're all different. So you want to get somebody local, but there's a lot of people selling mentoring that they say, you know, you can call me anytime. And when you call, you're actually calling like almost like a call center. And these people that are answering the phone, they're regurgitating whatever the training is, right? Because it's usually the mentoring is sold along with some training. So they'll regurgitate. So if you say, hey, I'm really struggling with generating leads, they'll go over the lead forum, the module on the training, and just tell you how to generate leads that way. They'll just try to reword it in different ways because they're not actual investors. They're not investing in today's market. They don't understand your struggles. You understand? They don't understand what is the problem that you are going through in your market because they're not in it. They're too high up. They're probably a good mentor at a different level of your business, but not when you're starting off. And then the other thing is that they're mostly focused on pushing product. That's it. They don't even care if you can afford their $20, $30, $50, $60,000 course. If you have enough credit cards and you can pay for it, you're in. And that's one thing that annoys me because I don't feel that everybody should be in real estate. I don't think it is for everybody. You understand? It requires a lot of work. It requires a lot of determination, a lot of willing to deal with failure, you know, because it you do have a lot of failure in this business. It takes a very long time. You need patience. You need grit. You need to want to be successful in this industry. You need to want to like real estate and want a future in this and not look at real estate as a way to get rich quick because it's not going to work that way. They don't give a damn about that. They'll sell it to you anyway. So I've seen so many people pay $20, $30, $40, $50,000 and a year later go get a job because the shit didn't work. And it didn't work because they should have never bought that course. It wasn't for them. A lot of people think that as long as you buy the training, you're good to go. It's like, no, the training is just the vocabulary. Once you learn the vocabulary, you actually got to put that shit into practice. And no course is going to do that for you. Like, you still need to put in the work. And those expectations and things are not set correctly by these gurus beforehand. So the next thing I want to cover is the basic education that you will need so you can get yourself a free mentor. So the basic education is you can get it for, I don't know, maybe $100. All it is just buy yourself some books on real estate. Learn the language. Learn what type of strategies are out there. Not necessarily how to do them. Don't stress about it. Don't stress about, you know, how am I going to implement the strategy here or there? What does that mean? Blah, blah. Just learn that they're out there. Learn what the basic definition of a subject to is. What the basic definition of a wholesale is, right? What is, you know, flipping a house? Learn the terms, learn the vocabulary. That is the biggest thing. Because this way, when you go speak to your future mentor, you're not coming from zero. You can at least speak the language, right? So when they tell you, hey, we need to get an assignment fee on this or whatever it may be, you understand, oh, okay, yeah, an assignment fee, it's this, right? Now you're going to learn how to actually do an assignment fee. But at least you understand the language. And you can do that by just, again, there's right now, honestly, there are so many people putting out podcasts, videos, and everything. It's to increase their credibility and their branding. It's the same reason why we do our podcast, right? There's so many people out there that are putting out all this information out for free that if you're willing to just put in the time to learn it and to go through it, and I'm not talking about being a passive listener if you're doing podcasts and stuff that, you know, oh, I'm listening to this episode while I'm at the gym. No, I'm talking about you put on that episode, on that headphone, lock yourself in a room and get yourself a notebook and write down the terms, write down the strategies, write down everything. Burn that shit into your head because that is how you're going to learn this. You're not going to learn it by being a passive student, right? So you need to be active. You need to be immersed in this. I'm talking about joining meetups, talking to investors, learning the lingo, right? Learning the vocabulary. Once you pick up that vocabulary, you're going to see you're going to be able to come off a lot more experienced to other people than you would thought, than you would have thought. And that is what helped me. So that course that I bought it because it went over exactly that, all the strategies of real estate. You know, at least in his mind, he had 12 strategies. But I learned them, right? So I learned that it was like wholesaling, wraps, subject to, fix and flip, hotel, auctions, and I don't know. And it was a bunch of other ones, right? Yeah, it's all really the same shit. It's just that they call it different names so they can do better marketing. But it's all really the same stuff that's out there. But doing this, you're going to be able to learn the language, learn what the strategies are, what exists out there. So when somebody says, hey, we're thinking of doing, you know, a subject two on this. Okay, yeah. So a subject two is when you're buying a subject to the current financing. You get the basics, right? Now you're going to learn how to do it again. So that is going to help you. And then you learn the different types of strategies, tactics, and everything. And again, it doesn't take that much money to do something like that. I mean... $100, you can buy a ton of books off of Amazon, and you can even borrow books from libraries for free. I'm telling you, there's no excuse. The education is out there. You have YouTube, you have podcasts like this, you have people like myself that you can actually reach out to and ask for, like, hey, anything that you recommend. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways of learning the language, but that is the biggest thing before you get a mentor, because at least you're going to them with some education. Now, the third thing, how to actually get the mentor. So there's three parts to this. Number one, you have time. So let's say you want to learn how to wholesale and you have time. You need time. Trust me, wholesaling is not a part-time business. All those people that say it is, they're full of shit or they're trying to sell you something. Wholesaling is not part-time. It is not something that you can do on your off time and make 10, 15 grand a month. It doesn't work that way. I mean, shit, if it worked that way, I would just be doing that. Why the hell would I be doing anything else, right? If I can make 15 grand a month consistently, working a few hours a day, why do more? You understand? Like, most of the people I know don't make that kind of consistent revenue, you know, and they're in this business 24/7. It doesn't work that way. You got to put in the work. So if you have the time, you go to investors that are successful, that have a business, right? People that are probably flipping houses or they have, you know, they're buying rentals or they're creating notes. Investors are actually successful in the business. And you go to them, you say, hey, I have time and I want to learn real estate. What can I do for you? That's it. They're going to tell you. I mean, you come to us, you tell us that. I have marketing strategies I'm going to give you. I'll pay for your marketing. I'll pay for your time. I want you to just do the time because I don't have it. I got to run our business. You understand? We got to run our properties, manage our flips, do everything that we're doing. So I don't have time to do that. But if you come to me and you say, hey, I have the time, I'll put your ass to work. You understand? And you're not just going to be working. You're going to be learning, right? This goes back to that point that I told you before. You got to be an active learner. Don't chase the money. Chase the knowledge. Chase the knowledge that you're going to get. If I'm telling you, hey, this is the strategy, right? This is what we're trying to do. I'm going to need you to drive this neighborhood because then we're going to scrub that list and then we're going to skip trace that list, get those phone numbers. Then you're going to cold call those people. And then the ones that don't come back that you can't get a hold of, then you're going to door knock those and door knock the neighbors. And we're going to put a whole strategy. So next thing you know, you're going to know how to go from zero to generating a lead whenever you need to. You understand? Because you learn the strategies that it takes to go from nothing to closing a deal. And you learn it while you're doing, which engraves in your brain a lot better than sitting through 80 hours of some guru's training. You're going to remember every single step of it, and you're going to learn how it works in your area. You understand? Along with everything else that whatever that guru is doing. Shit. Didn't mean to say guru. Sorry if I offended anybody that's actually doing real estate. But whatever that mentor that you now have is doing, right? So if that mentor of yours, like let's say you come to us and I'm showing you how to generate leads, but then also at the same time, you're going to learn how we're flipping our properties, how we're doing our new builds because you're working with us now, right? So as we're doing more projects, if you show an interest, if you come, you're like, hey, why'd you pick up that new build or how did you get your contractors? Okay, we're more than happy to share. Because you're putting in the time that I can't put into my own business, right? So you're giving me a lot of value. So I'm more than happy to give you value back. And trust me, people like that are everywhere. You understand? Like in a hot market, time matters. Now, another thing you can do, let's say you actually are halfway decent at finding your own deals, right? Or you can find a few deals here and there. You just got to push yourself a little more. But you want to learn how to flip them. Because you realize that wholesaling ain't shit, right? Wholesaling is like being an Uber driver. You know, it's great to make extra cash, but it's not a business. So you got to flip houses. You got to hold some rentals. You got to create nodes. You got to do more stuff in real estate. You got to be a full-fledged real estate investor. So you're generating leads. Bring a deal to somebody that's doing the strategy you want to learn, right? So if you want to learn how to create nodes, bring a deal that makes sense for a note to a note buyer, right? To an investor that creates notes. And then say, hey, here's a deal. I don't want to wholesale it to you. I just want us to partner on it. You understand? I want to partner on it. And I want to learn how you structure this. How do you find your buyer? How do you get the contracts? How do you process the whole thing? How do you create the notes? How do you play yourself in the middle or do you get rid of it? How do you do that part? Learn, right? Learn that strategy from that person that does it day in and day out. They're going to teach you everything. What's the percentage going to look like? Who cares? It's what I told you. Don't worry about the money. Worry about the learning. Because once you learn this enough times, you don't need to keep bringing them deals. You do them yourself. Now you can take it. You know how to find them. Now you can take it all the way to close and you keep 100% of it, right? So it don't worry about the money up front. Worry about the knowledge up front. The quicker you learn, the quicker you'll be able to keep more of that deal. And the quicker you're going to be able to negotiate terms because now you know more. So bringing the deal to somebody that you want to learn from, same with the flipper. You want to learn how to flip a house. That's the thing that we do all the time. We tell wholesalers, you want to learn how to flip a house? Bring us a deal. You bring us a deal, we walk you through how we manage our contractors, how we manage our books, how we do the scopes of work, how we source our materials, how why we're going to list it at a certain price, how we get to that price, how we run our comps, if we're going to push the values, why, what are we looking at, how do we prepare that, you understand? So, I mean, you learn everything from that. You learn all of our steps. Why do we do that? Because we want more people bringing us deals. Simple, selfish, right? I mean, we just want more deals. And why is it beneficial to you? Because you learn how to flip a house. And then on top of that, you get the credibility that that investor has. Because now when you go to other people and you say, oh, and they ask you, what do you know about flipping houses? Well, I flipped two or three houses with, you know, the prime crew or with so-and-so over here, you know, and they have their credibility. So they're like, oh, okay, so you flipped houses with them. You must know what you're doing. You understand? So it helps in so many levels. So you have time, bring the deal. And the third thing is bring money, right? So let's say you don't have the time. And because you don't have the time, you can't generate the deal. But you have money. And you want to learn how it is to buy houses from an end of somebody that has the money and can perhaps manage a flip or do a rental. So now that you have the money, go to somebody that does the strategy that you want to learn, right? Somebody that's acquiring flips from wholesalers or somebody that is acquiring rental properties from wholesalers or notes, right? Or from the MLS, wherever it is that they're acquiring it from, but they're not doing it themselves. So you can kind of match up like, okay, well, I won't be able to do it myself, so I can learn how they're doing it and then replicate it. So you tell them, hey, I can fund your next deal. Whatever the terms may be, negotiate it, and usually that person's going to negotiate the terms. And again, make sure you're, obviously everything needs to be done correctly. Make sure your money's protected, liens and notes and everything is done correctly. But at the end of the day, what you want to learn is the strategy, right? How is it that they're negotiating it? You know, how are they running their numbers? How are they doing the work? How are they putting it up for rent or flipping it? You want to learn the process. So you tell them, hey, I'll bring you the money. I'll give you favorable terms over whatever your money lenders are giving you. But I want to be involved every step of the way. I want to learn the process. You understand? So then now you're an investor that you use your own money protected by with somebody else's experience and knowledge. And now you're able to take your own money and do this yourself. You understand? So you don't have to keep depending on somebody else or only being a money lender if that's not what you want to be. So those are the three ways that you can find a mentor. You have time, you bring the deal, or you bring the money, right? And I'm telling you, there's plenty of people out there in your own market that are going to be able to help you with this. You know, they're going to be able to mentor you real time, real lessons from people that are doing it day in and day out. And this is the best experience you're going to get. This is the best knowledge you're going to get. This is the way that you're actually going to learn what's working in the market. And the best thing is once you learn how to do this, as the market evolves and it changes, you always, and you want to have a new mentor, you want to get a new mentor because the strategies change, or you want to get a mentor that knows how to cross state lines. Now you know how to do it. You understand, hey, maybe they need money. Maybe they need time. Maybe they need the deals, right? So now with all the skills and the resources you've picked up, you're able to supplement whatever their need is. You understand? And get them as a new mentor now. So just remember, the more you give, the more you're going to get back from somebody. And that's how you get a true mentor, somebody that's actually doing this and not selling you bullshit, and you get them 100% for free. Because all you're paying for is your own time or whatever the deal you generated is. So it's stuff that it's not coming out of your pocket. It's coming out of that. You understand? And trust me, the knowledge you're going to get is far greater than any $50,000 guru training you're ever going to buy. And much easier, and it's guaranteed success. Because they're not going to teach you something that doesn't work. It doesn't benefit them. It's a waste of their time. So you're always going to be working on strategies that work. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope you got something out of it. Again, comment below. Share this with anybody that's getting started or needs to, you know, find a mentor who's been looking for it. And any questions or anything, make sure to reach out to us. We're pretty much everywhere, you know, at Prime Homes, or email me. And we just, you know, love getting your feedback and all your questions and anything we can help with. So glad you enjoy it. And I'll catch you guys in the next one.